Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 745 on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Kansas COVID-19 cases now more than 74,000 with 952 virus-related deaths. As Kansas continues to report increases in coronavirus cases, Governor Kelly wants to meet with lawmakers about mask enforcement. Trump and Biden, final debate tonight, 8 p.m., here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Three big things for Steve and Ted.
This morning we've got a traffic slowdown being reported. Now this is just south of the I-135, I-235, and K-96 North Junction here in the Wichita area. What we're looking at specifically is southbound right there. So we've got some really heavy traffic and things slowing down a bit. But watch out for traffic slow down northbound there as well as traffic volumes kind of continue to pick up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Wind advisory today. It's going to be windy and warm with a 10% chance for late day rain. The high today, 84 degrees. Cloudy and cooler with a 70% chance for rain tonight. And the overnight low, 38. Friday, gradual clearing, breezy and much cooler. Tomorrow's high, only 48. So we're going from 84 for a high today. Tomorrow's high, 48. That's
wow.
Let me do the math. That's a big difference. Several degrees now. Partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 17 miles per hour and 65 degrees. Well, if you have a home security system, check the brand. You may have to switch to a new one soon.
Fox on Tech.
Google is getting rid of the Nest Secure alarm system. In a statement to The Verge, a Google spokesperson said, quote, "Google Nest will no longer be producing Nest Secure, however, we will continue to support our security users in all the same ways." The system was released in 2017 and was made to be modular, so you could add whatever security devices you wanted around your home. Google acquired Nest back in 2014 for an estimated $3.2 billion when Nest had a popular thermostat and camera, rolled the company into the lineup of Google hardware. From there, it was under the team that handled things like the Pixel smartphones and Google Home speakers. But over the past few years, there's been nothing new from Nest. Android Central reports that current Nest Secure customers are concerned just how long they'll get support, since the company has been pushing users to move from the Nest app to Google Home. The site goes on to suggest service could wind down over the next 2 years. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 787,000, a sign that job losses may have eased slightly but are still running at historically high levels. With confirmed infections having neared 60,000 in the past week, the highest level since July, many consumers have been unable to or reluctant to shop, travel, dine out, or congregate in crowds, a trend that has led some employers to keep cutting jobs. Several states, such as Ohio and Idaho, are reporting a record number of hospitalizations from the virus. So obviously the virus is still having an impact, and it will for some time to come. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Wednesday as negotiations continue to drag on in Washington over delivering more aid for the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she's made progress with the White House on more economic stimulus, and she hopes discussions will continue. Even if they reach a compromise, it may face stiff resistance in the Senate. Stocks of social media companies rose after Snap reported even bigger jumps in revenue and in the number of Snapchatters that analysts expected. The S&P fell 7 points. The Dow lost 97 points. The NASDAQ gave up 31 points. And a Federal Reserve survey of business conditions around the country has found that the U.S. economy grew at a slight to modest pace in September and early October. But many areas of economic activity are still hobbled by the coronavirus pandemic. The Fed report said the pace of economic activity varied greatly among sectors. Housing demand showed solid gains, helped by very low mortgage rates. But conditions in commercial real estate continue to deteriorate. That sector has been hurt by the closing of thousands of restaurants and other retail establishments. 7:50 now, Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Loans available for small businesses. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the Small Business Administration's 504 loan program is starting to see renewed interest after initially being lost in the hype of the CARES Act funding programs. In September, the program completed 1,462 loans totaling $1.28 billion. That's more than double the previous record set in September 2012. Steve Wilkinson is the executive director of the South Central Kansas Economic Development District. He's trying to get the word out to business owners that the loans can help them conserve cash flow. Meanwhile, small business owners with the smallest Paycheck Protection Program loan applications sometimes waited more than three times longer for money than the largest borrowers. That's one of the findings from a report to the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis. Large applicants sometimes waited just under 4 days for their loans. Smaller applicants sometimes waited as long as 2 weeks. And layoffs at Kauffman Stadium and at the Kansas City Convention Center. Aramark is the company that provides food service at those venues. They plan to lay off nearly 600 employees. The pandemic is to blame, of course. Some of the affected roles include bartenders, cooks, hourly supervisors, retail sales. The company announced in August a plan to trim 81 employees at the Boeing Leadership Center in St. Louis. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
As these virus numbers continue to pile up now coming in from the rural areas, the governor is talking about, hey, do we have to get a little tougher on this mask enforcement? I don't know what more you can do. Has anybody ever been written a ticket or anything for that that you're aware of, Bill?
I don't know. There may have been a couple in Wichita very early on, but that's I don't think really anybody's been written a ticket, yeah. Certainly not now.
But the medical people are saying the masks work if we'll wear them. But obviously that's what the governor believes. We're just waiting patiently for that immunization, that shot will cure everything. Right.
Yep, and until then, all we have is behavior modification, so
yeah.
It's the masks.
That's all you can do, yeah.
Staying separate, you know. And
yeah. Today is, I'm sure you'll enjoy this, today is National Nut Day. It's not about the neighbor that lives down the street or the...
Ah, okay, I see.
The coworker who sings with their headphones on. Have you ever seen anybody do that in radios? Maybe they're DJ and they've got the headphones on and they're singing along with the music. Have you ever seen that happen?
Just wailing, yeah, you bet, yeah, I have.
And usually they're off key, you know.
Yeah, terribly off key because they can't hear themselves.
Right, but nobody has the guts to tell them. Hey,
you
stink. Okay, anyway, we're talking about the food variety, nutritious snack known as the nut, highly prized food and energy source. They're a primary source of nutrients for both humans and wildlife. There's the old peanut, the salted peanut in the shell at a baseball game. Can there be anything better than that?
Well, love that.
I'm not that big on really any other. It's almonds. No.
I like a good cashew.
Cashew's good. Sunflower seeds. Is that a nut? A sunflower seed? I don't think so.
I don't. It's a seed. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, we're celebrating Nut Day. We have a day for everything, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty nutty that way.
It is. Yeah. It's nutty that way. Thank you, Bill. Bill Roy, editor of Wichita Business Journal. We'll check again with Bill next hour here on KNSS. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. Going to have the latest on tonight's debate. This is the final debate of this political season for the presidential candidates. We'll talk about that coming up. Jed has sports on the way in the 8 o'clock hour.
That's right, and we'll hear from a brand-new Kansas City Chief ahead of their game on Sunday against Denver. Sorry. Denver.
They got a new guy. Plus, you got entertainment news coming up, Jed. The Blur's on the way, too.
That's right, and on the Blur, wow, a holiday favorite is going to be less accessible. We'll talk about that coming up on the Blur.
Plus, traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!